From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. Today, a gunman killed two members of the U.S. Air Force in Frankfurt, Germany. The attack came on a U.S. military bus waiting outside a terminal at Frankfurt Airport. President Obama spoke about the shooting this afternoon at the White House.
I'm saddened and I am outraged by this attack that took the lives of two Americans and wounded two others.
Much is not yet known about the incident, but the president pledged to find out what happened and why.
I want everybody to understand that we will spare no effort in learning how this outrageous act took place and in working with German authorities to ensure that all of the perpetrators are brought to justice.
NPR national security correspondent Rachel Martin is following this story, and she joins me now. Rachel, what is known? A lot of unknowns, but what is known about today's attack?
Melissa, we know that there was a shuttle bus that was run by the U.S. military, and it was outside a terminal at the very busy Frankfurt International Airport. It was supposed to take about a dozen passengers to the U.S. airbase at Ramstein. This is the massive U.S. base outside of Frankfurt that is used to shuttle troops and equipment back and forth from Afghanistan and Iraq. A gunman managed to, at some point, get on the shuttle. He apparently opened fire, killed two U.S. airmen. One of them apparently was the driver of the shuttle. He wounded two others seriously. Some of the airmen on that bus had just flown in from Great Britain. They were based at RAF Lakenheath. That's a British Air Force base. Air Force officials tell NPR that these airmen were on their way to an overseas assignment. But at this point, all we know is that these were military servicemen waiting for their shuttle bus ride, and they got caught up in a deadly attack.
And Rachel, the gunman has been detained. What more have you been able to learn about him?
The U.S. military says he is an ethnic Albanian from Kosovo in the Balkans, apparently a Muslim man. Some early reports saying he might have been living in Germany, but we don't know much more at this point. The attack, though, did trigger reaction from the government in Kosovo, which issued a statement today strongly condemning the attack on the U.S. airmen.
And is this being investigated as a case of terrorism?
Well, there's a lot, obviously, that's still very unclear at this point. These are obviously American citizens, so the FBI is in on this, and they have launched their own investigation. They're going to debrief the German interrogators and then at some point sit down with the suspect himself. But they really, until they do that, they don't really want to jump to conclusions about whether or not this was an act of terrorism. That said, law enforcement sources tell NPR that the suspect did shout Allah Akbar during the attack, but they're going to be focused on trying to figure out the shooter's motive and whether it's somehow political and in any way connected to his background in Kosovo.
And we did there hear President Obama talk about bringing all of the perpetrators to justice, presumably investigating whether there is more than one person involved in this.
Yeah, still unclear at this point. We don't know whether this was part of a larger plot or whether this was a lone gunman at all.
What does this say, Rachel, about security at the Frankfurt airport? How could a gunman get on this military bus?
Well, anyone who's flown in and out of that airport knows that security is usually very tight. This is a major international hub, and security at the airport had actually been stepped up after security threats around Europe last year. Those security precautions had apparently been relaxed recently in the last few weeks. That may help explain why the gunman was able to bring a weapon onto a shuttle bus in broad daylight. Again, that question, Melissa, will be one of the things investigators will be looking at.
Okay, NPR's Rachel Martin telling us about the two U.S. airmen shot today at Frankfurt Airport. Rachel, thanks very much.
You're welcome.